The Harbor, Fishermen in Gililae. By 1943, the 27-strong fishing fleet of Gililae was the next largest in the Helsingør region, not to mention several unregistered boats. During the first days of the evacuation, fishermen were cautious about sailing Jews across the Øresund because of the risk of detection, even though they stood to earn often quite large amounts of money in the process. But since the first trips across were uneventful and without any hitches, more and more fishermen became involved in the transport, until more than one-third of the fleet ended up being actively involved in sailing Jewish refugees to Sweden.
The sculptor Gerda Tune Andersen will now explain the meaning of the memorial plaque.
Mazel, luck and fortune. Mazel is a word for luck and fortune, and is also used in the expression Mazel Tov, as congratulations. I choose this word for two reasons. The main reason is that I imagine that these were the words that the fishermen said to the refugees when they disembarked in Sweden. The other reason is that there was only space for a small word, and the three small letters fit perfectly.
The Flybjerg episode. Several sailing ships often lay anchored up in Gililae harbor, as they often did in the advent of bad weather on such trips as from Copenhagen to Jutland. On October 6, 1943, 20 to 30 sailing ships were anchored in the harbor, and among these was Captain Gunnar Flybjerg with his schooner M.A. Flybjerg. Captain Flybjerg had been contacted by that morning by lecturer Mogens Schmidt, who had informed him of the refugees' current plight and convinced him to transport a group of Jews at noon that day, when the Gestapo would be in Helsingør. Around 11 a.m., Flybjerg docked his schooner at the pier in the middle of the harbor, and the rumor of the arrival of a large schooner soon spread through the village. In no time at all, various groups of Jews with their helpers ran towards the harbor. The sight of hundreds of refugees hurrying through the village left a lasting impression on everyone who witnessed it. A sense of confusion and a rather tense atmosphere soon developed in the harbor, and this gave rise to rumors of the impending arrival of the Germans. The crowd suddenly shouted, "The Germans are coming! The Germans are coming!" And this caused Flybjerg to suddenly disembark. Several families were left divided when the schooner unexpectedly left the pier, and Flybjerg himself did not receive the agreed payment. In total, 187 Jews made it aboard the schooner, and those who missed the ship were taken to new hideouts in the village.